You're on.
Let's call this meeting to order. Stand for the pledge, and Henry has agreed to lead us.
There's a big flag.
Over there.
Way up there in front. That big tall flag. Ready again. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
It is pretty cute, though. I need a motion to adopt the agenda for today's meeting.
So moved.
Mr. Ponder, I need a second. Thank you, Victor. Victor's second. Is there any discussion or amendments? Louise.
Yes, at the last Senate meeting, we agreed to add the SB 1440 as one of the committee reports, and it's not on the list.
It was to create the committee, not to add it on
there. Yeah,
we'll add it. We'll add it into.
We can add it in later, but last meeting, all we did was agree to create the subcommittee.
We'll add it. We'll add it into the reports.
And add it into the reports. That was the motion.
Any other discussion, question, amendment, concern? Okay, I'm going to call for the vote. All those in favor of adopting this agenda signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Abstentions? Agenda has been approved. I need a motion to approve the minutes of our last meeting.
Move to approve.
Wait a step in, Robert. Need a second?
Second.
Thank you, Joe. Any discussion, any amendments or changes that are needed on the minutes from last meeting? We need changes for the minutes. Everything okay in the minutes? All right. Hearing none, I'm going to call for the vote. And all those in favor of approving the agenda from last meeting, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Any abstentions? All right. The minutes have been approved. Is there anyone that wishes to speak to the Senate body under public forum for a few minutes? Going once? Twice? And we're out. Announcements. I actually don't have anything to say, but Brian has an announcement.
Yes, I just want to remind everybody that we are now in the midst of administering the Noble Levitz survey for students, mainly for the students at this point. And I've contacted several people. I got quite a lot of response to the last email I sent, so I will try to accommodate your schedules, your teaching schedules, wherever possible. In many cases, I may not be there at to administer it myself, or maybe somebody else, but it will just bear in mind that it will take about 30 to 35, maybe 40 minutes at the most for the students to take it. Then all we need is a little pencil, and I'll bring along a couple of pencils in case anyone needs that. So if anyone would like to have your test have it done today or this week, let me know, and I can arrange it right away. Bruce. 214-520, I'll be there.
You have my email.
Yes, I got it. 214-520. All right, thank you.
Any other announcements?
How about the 5 months first?
Well, I sent the email. Everybody read their email, right? Said I'm still waiting on some $5. It's going to start sounding like someone.
$5.
Are you lacking a lot?
A bit. We're not even at the halfway mark yet. Did you get my agenda? I gave you my agenda. Thank you. All right, we're going to move on to leadership reports. Again, I have nothing. Vice President, anything? Secretary?
Nothing.
Nothing. Wow. All right, on to the committee reports. And again, I'm going to stay with Mr. Ponder's suggestion and go down the list. Accreditation, planning, and steering.
Let me just real briefly. Accreditation midterm is done. It's ready to go. It's on the website. If you have any questions, comments, suggestions, let me know. But it was approved by the board last week. It's ready to go. It's not due until March 15th. But hurry up, and if you have any problems with it, because I'm getting it printed in a couple of days. So let me know today or tomorrow if there's any major issue.
Yeah.
Brian, thank you for doing this.
Yes. Absolutely. Okay, articulation and transfer?
Nothing.
Basic skills?
No report.
All right, thank you. Budget?
There ain't no money.
That's the short of it. Catalog? Curriculum? Distance education? We should probably change that to distance learning.
Noted.
Yeah, we don't have anything. Vicky's not here. Enrollment management.
Hasn't met.
Equivalency?
No.
Haven't met.
Robert, may I make a request?
Yes, sir.
I know the equivalency folks can't, like, come in and give a report that goes like, so-and-so came up before us, and these are their credentials, and they wanted equivalency in this, and we said no, or we said yes, or we said whatever we said. Well, would it be possible for the equivalency folks to at least make sure that the Senate leadership gets a meeting list and what got passed?
Yeah.
Because
I haven't been contacted, and I should be contacted.
Yeah, and as you know, in the past, we've had a bit of an issue with the powers that be convening these things on alternate Thursdays in the Blythe Cemetery. And, you know, the next thing I know, hi, we got a brand new faculty member.
Wow. All right.
Also, the chairs should be notified when somebody is going to enter their division.
Absolutely. Enter it as in how?
Huh?
Enter a division as in how?
Well, you're just sitting there one day, and all of a sudden, there's a person sitting next to you. You don't know who they are. And they're teaching history.
It's Misha. He teaches chemistry.
People had some nice weekends. All right, facilities.
But seriously, folks, it's really important because, among other things, the academic chairs have responsibilities for signing off on these people's schedule form. Mm-hmm. And for evaluating them, and if they don't even know if they're there.
Right. No, I understand.
And signing off on schedules for the this division chair has never done.
It's
never been asked of, nor had any input into it.
Stealth. Stealth equivalences.
Indeed.
Stealth. Exactly. Okay, facilities. Yeah. I was going to say the same thing. Faculty and staff diversity. Flex.
Working on it. We'll be meeting soon.
Meeting soon. Okay. Foundation, again. The tentative date for the foundation barbecue is April 29th. There is a silent auction this year, as there is has always been. If you have an item that you would like to donate for the silent auction, let me know or Vicki Attaway know. She's agreed to help out even though she's not even on the board. Yay. Because I lost my co-chair to a retirement. All right. Instructional technology.
The chairs have met under the tutelage of Mr. Smith. And we have set up on the bridge, available to the chairs, a chat room. So we are busily asking, hopefully anyway, asking our division staff, faculty, and getting feedback from each of you to find out what technological deficiencies we have.
Is it something that I can access even though I'm not the chair?
No, I set it up just for the chairs. But you, okay. You can get to your chairs and your chair then can,
okay.
Can get it with everybody.
All right, thank you. Matriculation? Program review?
Program review committee met has met a couple of times, most recently about a week ago, and I think there's really just one non-instructional program review, and that is administrative services. It includes business, IT, human resources, and so on, within Jerry Butler's group. And the other one is nursing. I think is there's some little thing that needs to be reviewed with the nursing area. Other than that, I think that's it. So we should wrap up hopefully this month or the end of next month with all the program reviews.
Scholarship committee hasn't come up yet. Security task force hasn't met. Staff development?
No money.
Brian, SLO.
SLO committee met today, and we are working out with two things. We have three SLO, institutional SLOs, worked out to date, and we're going to present those, all five of them eventually, to the faculty at the next Flex Day, April 21st. So right now we have creative thinking, critical and creative thinking, communications, community and collaboration, and so on. And then two more to be determined, but we're still in the process of putting it together. That's one issue. And then the other one is, if you don't have this already, extra copies of it are available here. This is a courtesy of the SLO committee. Their suggestions, ideas, tips, ideas that you could incorporate into your teaching and your regular routine for SLO assessment activities. And you'll notice that they're pretty innocuous, I think. Many of us, in fact, use these techniques already, and they should be recognized as SLO assessment practices that are valid and important. So this is the first in a series of reports that we'll be issuing, and it will include eventually SLO tips, assessment tips for administrators, as well as non-teaching faculty, and maybe some staff. So there's more ideas to come.
Thank you, Brian. Title III and SB 1440.
Title III hasn't met in well over a month.
Is it teaching here?
Yeah.
Do they now or under?
Do you want to wait?
I'm sorry, I thought you said
under new business. Because it's
yeah, we have her under new business if you want to wait.
Report,
oh, the committee report. Okay. Well, it's kind of, it's going to be duplicate. For the new business, SB 1440, and the committee report. The committee met on February 17th. We talked about the new things that are popping up on a daily basis. One of the things that we are now looking at is a lot of the questions that some of you had asked us is there a demand? Is there a need for this degree? Is there, and so forth. And one of the things that we're looking at is that there's a lot of work that needs to be done with a TMC now. We just thought it was just the outline that was sent to us, but it goes with statement of goals and objectives for each existing program that needs to be developed. We need catalog language regarding each associate's degree that we're going to develop, and we need the catalog description. And so new program requirements and et cetera. So there's a lot of work that we were under the impression that wasn't required, but Chancellor's office said, no, this needs to be done. The committee met and we talked about a lot of issues. One of the issues was I was being asked as the language is local areas that our students are going into, and what that means is, specifically for us, our local area is just Cal State San Bernardino. And I was asked to obtain data from Cal State San Bernardino as what majors is our students transferring into. And so I sent out and requested that information. I'm pending on that. then we're going to come back and give another report on what the committee has decided to do with that data. There's a lot of questions that a lot of the California community colleges are going into panic mode, because we do need to have this by fall of 2011, and we're working on it. There's a lot of information that we ask at the webinars that I've attended, and a lot of it we'll get to you once we get that information. And as of now, a lot of information hasn't been given back to us.
We only need two.
We only need two to be in compliant for fall 2011. And that's something that we're going to be working on to see which two. Yes.
One of the other SB 1440 things that came out today was the newest list of TMC said they're beginning to review. And amongst that is business, which is one of our major degree areas. So business, English, computer, CIS, are amongst the areas that are now going to be available. So the meeting to start looking at those is in March. So that may help us along a lot, because we have we certainly have students graduating with business. The liberal arts is all teacher preparation, and they'll show us that, but we don't have too many students graduating in that. So watch it and be prepared to attend and log on to a list of three major areas. Log on. It's free. It's just a lot of work.
Yes, it is. That's it.
Thank you.
And you're going, right? She and Irma are going.
To?
A regional meeting that's going to go over all this new stuff.
The South?
That's good. Have the webinars been useful?
Yes, and it's also archived. So if you ever want to go in there, you have time, and you want to look at it and just review and or skip forward, whatever you want to do, it's archived in there. So you can go to any webinar and check it out.
Would that be a useful flex day? Maybe showing us where the webinars are and showing us one of them?
To show where it's at. But the webinars, keep in mind, they're 2 hour long.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, then instruct us how to access them, and
yeah,
we can look
at it. Yeah, how to access. That would be a 5-10 minute presentation.
That would work for me. All right, unfinished business. I need a motion to bring the Senate Resolution 2010-3 back to life.
So we'll bring it from the basement and shoot lightning through its neck.
Okay, I have a motion to bring it back from the basement.
Second.
Richard, second. All right, is there any discussion on that matter, bringing it back? No discussion, I'll call for the vote. All those in favor of...
discussion. I'm just kidding. On three there, where it says every poly level and or transfer level course, I don't plan on doing that.
Talk about my class back.
We're only there 5 hours.
We're not there yet. We're just, all we're doing now is talking about whether or not to bring it back from the basement.
I won't discuss that.
Okay, so hang on. Is there any discussion on bringing it back? All right. All those in favor of bringing the resolution back from the basement, please signify by raising your hands. All those opposed, please signify same manner. What's he doing?
11.
I can't count 14.
And abstentions?
One.
We have one. Well, it has been brought back from the basement into the light. And in that case, As leadership, we thought it would probably be most productive to take this piece by piece. So, you know, lines 13 through 16, make a motion. If that's okay, if it passes, that section's fine, then we'll just move on to the next section. You do it one section at a time.
Okay, so moved. We're going to look at lines 13 through 16. Inclusive, correct?
Right. Can I get a second? We're looking at 13 through 16.
I'll second.
5 seconds. Okay, is there any discussion? Being none, we'll call for the question and approve lines 13 through 16. All those in favor signify with a raised hand, please.
High, please. Two.
Yeah, but don't five, mess up the Richard. I think it's going to go the same all the way, isn't it?
I just have one comment on this procedure.
Define a moderate democracy? Or I'm not sure nowadays what that means.
We're already voting. All those opposed, please signify by raising your hands. Hi. There you go.
Nine.
Those who abstain.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I just have one comment, if I may. I mean, not to criticize your procedure here, I think we've got to use a bunch of subway, but it's entirely possible by the time we get through all the whereases and et cetera, that we may find one or more paragraphs not relevant to the whole. I mean, we may agree with 13 through 16 conceptually, but it may or may not necessarily relate to this.
We can address that at another read.
So just because we've approved it, it's sort of okay for now. Let's see what the rest of it goes.
Can be approved in a later read. Improved. Amended. Okay, we move to 17, 18, and 19. Barbara made a motion to accept these 3 lines.
I'll move to accept.
Second. Okay, now discussion, anything that needs to be amended in these purple highlighted?
Just a real quick question. Thing that you composed a lot of this, Richard?
What?
I mean, you pulled this information up for us in the original writing of this, and I'm thinking that this came from the statewide academic senate.
I didn't write this resolution.
Oh.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, fine. I'm thinking that, no, this looks like statewide stuff. What are the ideas from it?
Ultimately, it doesn't matter who wrote it, right?
No, it doesn't.
But
I'm just thinking if it's from the statewide academic senate, I'm going, okay, let's just get through this stuff as fast as we can.
I think the point in this is meaningful. It has to be a meaningful reading and writing assignment. If it doesn't have meaning, it would not be a valid part of this procedure. So I guess if you're building buildings or fixing cars, maybe the reading part works, but the writing part wouldn't really be that meaningful to you.
the part that would take place of that would be having a complete engine that works. That's what would be meaningful, or a building. But meaningful, I don't underline it, italicize it, and capitalize it. So that there's no misunderstanding that that's the important point.
Discussion. Any more discussion on these three lines? It's purple.
No, it's gray. It's gray.
Purple rich.
Want to see purple? You won't like it.
Okay, hearing no more other than color discussion. Call for a vote on these three lines. Those in favor of approving this section of the resolution, please signify with a raised hand.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
What amendment?
There was no amendment.
To raise the word meaningful into something very obvious.
I didn't know there was a motion on the floor for that.
There was. Discussed it. Okay, 13.
Okay, those opposed, signify with hands.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Abstentions, same sign.
1, 2, 3, 4. 4.
Okay, got it. Thank you. Need a motion on the next section, 20 through 22.
Can you do a different color,
Richard? What color do you need? Is that better?
Better?
Yeah, so much contrast.
Okay. Not just on what we're reading.
Yeah, the yellow is what we're reading.
Motion?
I'd just like to point out, I don't have a motion, but I'd like to point out what people may really disagree with. I think the statement that students lack of preparation in reading and writing research is, and here's the issue, increasing the gaps between low-income students on one hand and emergent elite on the other. I think you can back that up from everything the AAUP says, everything people like Jonathan Kozol and Mike Rose, who have written about this stuff for 20 years and more, say, and all the rest. I'd just point out that there may be members of the faculty who wouldn't be real happy with that part after the word increasing.
Thank you, Robert. We should probably bring that up under discussion once we get a motion on this section.
Sorry. So I'll move to amend.
No, we're not moving to amend.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I need a motion to open it.
Move to approve. Motion. Oh, sorry. Move to approve lines 20 through 22.
First. Seconds. Now. Open the floodgates. I know Robert's kind of came out early.
I don't know what the research is, quite honestly, but I do know from Palo Verde College that not all students enter Palo Verde College with inadequate preparation in those areas. Some do, perhaps many or most, but not everybody. And this statement states that students enter community colleges with inadequate. So I'm not sure if it's really maybe others, but not. I don't think it's true of Palo Verde College. Secondly, I do object to the sociological, political comment at the end for a couple of reasons. I don't think it's true, number one. And number two, I'm not sure if it's relevant to this resolution. So I would object to the whole statement.
Did you want to make a motion for an amendment?
No, let's hear other discussion.
Who was first, Robert or Robert was? Okay, Robert didn't beat you.
I'd rather yield to beat you if that's okay.
All right.
Okay, it only talks about reading, writing, and research skills. What about math skills? Or what about the three R's? Reading, writing, and arithmetic. That's not part of this resolution at all. And it does not place any emphasis on the mathematical or quantitative abilities of the student. You can read all the labels on the food, but if you don't know how much you're going to get charged at the end of the grocery bill, I think you're rather disadvantaged at the end of it. So.
Well, I think it's because it's a writing across the
curriculum. I understand, but if the author of this is going to make a statement, a sweeping thing that is increasing the gap between the low-income students on one hand and the emergent elite on the other hand, I think he had sufficient cause to put in the quantitative ability also.
Okay. Philip? Thank you.
As a division, we met and discussed this, and the math and sciences are opposed to this unanimously for the reason that math and sciences were left out. We know just recently Obama stated that America's lacking the necessary math and science skills. Said nothing of writing, nothing of English. Not to say that they're not lacking too. So this should be inclusive of those elements as well, and we could make this a broader, far-reaching statement than the narrow scope that it is written as.
Louise?
Actually, voice in agreement with that. We never opened the debate as to whether or not the resolution should be changed, and that, and part is my problem, is that I don't think the resolution is the correct resolution. So even though we're debating this line by line, I really have to agree that in the statement, the resolution is, it needs to be perfected outside of just writing across the curriculum.
Is there a motion for an amendment or anything on that order?
But we didn't open it up for that debate.
We are now.
That's what we're doing now.
Yeah.
We never debated the title.
Oh.
If I may.
Yes, Robert.
First off, I don't want to get real Jacques Derrida on anybody, but from my point of view, math has its own language and its own writing, and they're called things like equations and formulas. It is a writing across the curriculum thing, but I don't separate what goes on in the sciences from reading and writing as such. The second thing I'd like to suggest is, while I absolutely can show you that this statement is true, it's what all the research says, I'd suggest amending it so it says that current research indicates that many students enter, and I would strike everything after research skills. Because I think Brian has a point that the sociological, whatever you want to call it, may not be something we really want to get into. Even though the AAUP and everybody else does.
I would second that motion to change that, adding the word, some students or something, whatever you said.
That's what I have highlighted right here.
Many students, and then stop it at skills.
I'll go ahead and put that in purple for you.
Yeah. He doesn't want to read it anyway.
Okay.
So that means that part you won't see.
It's many between that and students, perhaps?
Yeah, many.
It's been moved and seconded.
Right. No, but there were many. That many students.
That many students.
Oh, I am so glad I'm not the only one that does that silly stuff.
This is what it looks like.
Okay, so there was a motion, it was seconded to amend it to read this way.
One other little thing is, if we're going to be consistent, don't we need a semicolon instead of a comma?
Right after skills, semicolon. She's not she's not just a psych goddess.
From the psychology department.
Psychology. Question on, with the amendments added on this third paragraph from 20 to 22 inclusive?
Yes, we can do that. All those who approve of now 20 and 21 with the amended changes, signify by raising your hand.
Three, four, five, six, seven, eight,
16.
Those opposed?
3, 4, 5, 6.
Abstentions?
1, 2, 4. Wait, did you? Oh, okay, 4.
Got it.
Okay.
Don't do that.
The amendment carries, and we are on to the next little paragraph. And, you know, I'm thinking Louisa and Bijou and Philip and guys, that there probably are sections of this where we can add language that you would want to see in here to address. Well, we can do that at another read as well. We're not, this is just a first read, Louise.
The next one is current research one, or are we on the...
We are currently on lines 23, 24, 25, and I'm waiting for a motion.
Move to approve.
Okay, motion, need a second.
I'll second.
Barb seconds. Now the floor is open for discussion on these three lines. Brian.
There's a couple of references to this on this paragraph, as well as the earlier one, to current research and then professional commentary. I don't doubt that that exists, but I think this should be documented in some way or supported with at least a couple of examples of, not necessarily in the text here, but as a footnote or accompanying document that says, please read such and such and such and such for this research and commentary. That's one point. So maybe footnoted or something. And the second point is, I'm not sure if it makes sense to say current research has insisted for over a century. I'm not sure if I get the over a century and current. I can see current research insists that this is must be done, but I'm not sure I get current the word current and making maybe reference to over a century.
So we need to take
off.
Is that a motion?
Strike over a century then.
Or current?
Second.
Over a century? Or current?
Yeah. Over a century.
Well, I don't know what the facts are. I do not know what the facts are, so I could, I don't know, research. Is it current? I would favor current research over century old research on this subject. So if you leave anything, I would leave current.
Okay, and Sherry?
I think we should say current research and professional commentary suggests, not has insisted.
It doesn't suggest, it says it flat out.
Which is a suggestion. I mean, it's not.
Okay, how about argues? Commentary argues.
Dr. Garcia?
I can tell you for half a century that hasn't happened either.
You want to know?
No,
the
motion
is to strike for over a century. If they want to, has
All right, the first motion was to strike over a century. That would be the First Amendment. And I believe you, Dr. Garcia. Then we have an issue with insisted. Has anyone come to an agreement on a better word? Yes, Robert?
I would recommend changing it to current research and professional commentary argues that.
Okay, argues that. And also, it has been asked that reference be footnoted. Is that possible?
Sure.
Thank you. Okay, is there any further discussion? All right, we need a motion to accept these three lines with the changes that you see. Are you added to replace insisted and for over a century removed, and then research footnoted at the end of the resolution? All those in favor with the amendments, please signify by raising your hand.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
Okay, all those opposed, same sign.
8.
Those opposed?
Abstain.
Abstain, I mean. Sorry. Thank you, Secretary.
Sharon, is that high?
Okay. Yeah.
4. Anybody else? 5.
So now that we voted for this, this means we can still argue about it.
Yeah, we're just on the first read.
That's what we said.
We haven't addressed it as a whole yet, right? Okay.
Bill? I think you might suggest to the group here, maybe if you haven't done this before, on the first read, you know, we're going through, we're trying to bang a whole bunch of stuff out. If this was easy, it would have already been done. Okay, I'm looking maybe three more reads before we get there. So that's where we're at. So let's get in there and get it done.
Yeah. And we'll take a few more minutes on this. We do have a couple other agenda items.
I
like
turned the assignment in three times in the classroom.
Some of my students have to do that.
Okay. Yeah, mine too.
May I make a comment?
Yes, Richard.
I support what Bill says, but I like for you to know, too, that today is the anniversary of when this resolution was first brought to the Senate. To the day. 1 year ago. So it's been over a year that everyone should have read this. And I do agree with Bill. We should whip right through it and get this done in the first read. All of it done. So that way, in the second read, you can go back. You can make commentaries, what you'd like to put in there about sciences and history and so on and so forth. So that way the second read just goes on through.
Right.
I've got two things to say. I don't know what you need the word themselves in there for.
We haven't even gotten a motion to accept it yet. Those lines, we had to have a motion.
Say something.
For 27 through 29.
Move to approve.
Right, we got a motion. Need a second?
Second.
I tried. Okay, go.
Well, themselves.
Okay, so Bruce.
Is that redundant? Robert?
No, it's just pompous.
Oh.
That's what it was.
Okay.
Just pompous.
Bruce.
And then I got another comment.
What?
Well, at some point here, I'd like. Some of us have programs that are certified through what we teach is certified through the state by the courses we teach for what's taught in them.
Okay,
so I don't necessarily see where that's being taken into consideration in this whole thing. So maybe this particular paragraph would be a time to introduce that, especially in the vocational programs where we teach certain things and we're, you know, we do our own kinds of stuff that's acceptable or actually mandated by the state. They're certified to go out and do that job. We talk about, you know, not being successful in a profession, and they are, actually, when they get through the program. So I'd like to hear some discussion there, especially from the vocational people.
Thank you. Louise?
I move to strike the whole three lines. I think that they do nothing for this resolution.
Sorry. Well, it wasn't just the three lines, it was the whole document.
Did somebody second that? I heard a second.
I'll second that.
Philip seconded that motion. So we have a motion on the floor to strike these three lines. It was seconded by Philip. It's there any discussion on striking this? Robert?
I think it could be written better. I also think that if you look at anything that business people, college presidents, college faculty, all the professional organizations, and everybody else says, is students get out of college and they can't read, they can't write, and they can't do research, and they can't do critical thinking. And they say it across the board.
Okay.
It's the single biggest complaint about higher education that groups like the Chamber of Commerce bring forward.
Since this is the first read, I think it probably would be possible to come back at another read with an amended portion. But right now, the motion is just to remove it. Bijou was next, then Dr. Garcia, then Mike.
Yes. In this case, when you look at a math teacher, say Professor A or Professor B, they're going to have the same problem, but use different methods to solve the problem. That doesn't mean that the student is going to get confused. The student has to manage different learning styles with different professors. So this seems to me a bit of a pop-up here that, everybody has different expectations. Yes, they will have different expectations. So I don't see the purpose behind this statement at all.
Okay. Dr. Garcia?
I think the whole document is full with a statement across the curriculum. That is the problem, I think. I think people are well-intentioned. They want to improve the writing and reading of people. But why impose it across the curriculum?
Is that focused on these three lines?
And I would move to erase across the curriculum from the whole document. Maybe it could be a good document for those who are trying to impose it.
Mike?
I would like to see it struck too, but my reason is because I don't understand it.
Is there any more discussion on this segment, Brian?
I would agree to strike it for a slightly different reason. That is, students report that they do this, and as much as I love students, some of my best friends are students, but I don't always believe them. And it almost has a kind of a whiny tone to it, like, I couldn't because I got so many conflicting reports, I can't do this. I'm just not going to be able to be successful. Having said that, I think Robert's last point, I think, is really what he wants to say, namely that business, industry, whatever, report that some of the key problems are the lack of adequate critical thinking, writing skills, and so on and so forth. I think that's probably a true statement, and maybe something like that at a later date now or later date could be substituted for this.
Call the question.
Yes. Very good idea. All those in favor of striking 26 or 27, 28, 29, signify by raising your hand.
One, two. That's unanimous.
All right. We have 10 minutes left and we still have a couple items on the agenda. I would like a motion to continue this at our next meeting, starting with line 30.
So moved.
Seconded. Any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Abstentions. Very well. We will pick this up next week. Next month. Okay, we need to move to new business and... Under new business is A, Hortensia. Did you have anything more?
No. Basically it.
We have item B is an action item to move the Senate meeting place. Where?
Resolution
template. Where is it?
Right here. Action. Oh, you have the wrong agenda.
Well, give me yours. stealth agenda. Okay, new business. So there is nothing else from Hortensia. Senate resolution template, Mr. Castillo.
Okay. Over the past few weeks, given that how many resolutions that we get, someone asked me, well, why doesn't the Senate leadership write a resolution about this issue, about that issue? And as everybody knows, anyone can write a resolution, but there's really no template as to what to follow. Where do I put the whereas and be it resolved. So I composed this template here just as an idea to propose to the Senate. We don't need to approve it now or anything, but just to look it over, just to see, you know, if we need something like this. And the first page here is just typical things like title resolution, who the author is. We want to know who writes them. The resolutions that we pass are public documents, and much like lawmakers have to put their names to the law that they write and support, I figure we have to do that as well too, since it's a public document. The cause for the resolution, what are your reasons for it? What do you want the resolution to do? Also, evidence for the resolution, any research that supports it, much like with writing across the curriculum is what we're doing now. When do you want to propose it, and so on and so forth. The second page right here is an editable template that you can type in whatever you need for your resolution, for the causes and such, and turn it over.
Is it on the website?
Yeah, I'm going to be putting it. It's on the website under today's meeting, so you can look it over. And if you have any questions or suggestions, just let me know.
Good idea.
Thank you. Okay, the final item was whether or not to move the Senate back to CL-101. And before we take motions, I do want to let you know that this room has been reserved for the entire semester, where CL-101 is not reserved for the Senate this semester. And the Proxima has not yet been repaired. I have a feeling it never will be.
It's $3,000 for that lens.
Yeah, it's $3,000.
That's a starboard works.
Starboard works, but I'm assuming that for some people it's not big enough. But anyway, that was just my two cents. So we need a motion for this action item. Well, now you're not. It was your idea.
I didn't know the projector was broken.
No, but the starboard worked.
I move that we change our location back to good old CO 101.
All right.
But I want to be close to you.
Well, we have to vote on it.
Yes.
So there was a motion. Somebody needs to second Brian's motion.
I'll second it.
June seconded. Is there any discussion? Louise likes this room better.
I like this room better.
I like the fact that we're saving paper.
Okay, any more?
It's green paper. That was green.
It's green. It's green like pink shirt. Peter's got the green going.
I'll say why. I think it's easier to see each other and to hear each other in this room than in 101. Yeah. 101, it's very difficult to see what you have up in front, and it's very difficult to hear. All the voices go forward, and the environment is not really conducive to being able to share with each other. So I prefer to stay here.
Paul?
If technology fails in 101, it's kind of hard to deal with. Have a meeting in here, it's a smaller room. Basically, we just need to have a project, or in case we can fall back on the computer here.
Plus, it's logistics too, with the board meetings. I don't want to put our little seats.
I was kind of thinking the same.
Mr. Brian over here, I like this one better. I changed my mind. Should we call for the question? All those in favor of what's the vote?
Moving back to CL-101.
All those in favor of moving back to CL-101 signify by raising your hands.
No one has a sense of humor.
Oh, my God.
Gotta have one, right?
Gotta have one. All those opposed to moving back to the auditorium. Now raise your hand. You said you changed your mind.
Abstain.
Oh. 16.
Okay, abstentions. Oh, look at this.
Seven.
All right, the motion failed, Brian. I know you're just heartbroken. Yeah. We will remain in this room at least through the end of the semester. With that, I need a...
What future business?
Is there any future business that you want conducted?
Yeah.
Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second. Brian, discussion. No, go away.
Right.
Talking to
the
boss. You know how
the
secretary's in the boss.
520 CO. Tell him, Brian.
Kevin. Yeah, let me know the details so I can get the red flag out.
Give them to Denise.
Okay.
Bye.
That was good. Thank you. Good job. It was good. The line by line thing was good. And I think it's only kind of versatile. It's better to take a little bit of time.
Keep it in here. Thank you, my darling.
You're welcome.
Gosh, I didn't even need to use my shirt. Oh, that's right, you can't. That's on your tray.